Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is trying to tell us something. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air Amen. With Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, God is trying to tell us something.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Everybody, amen, hallelujah, God kept me, amen, so we wouldn't let go, amen. We thank and praise God on today for you, you, and you, amen, hallelujah. God is still yet good, amen, praise God. It seemed like some things going on, but I know that God is well able, amen, hallelujah. So I'm going to pray, hallelujah, so we can start our word today, amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name, God. We give you glory, Father God, for who you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we ask that you touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, God, that you will bless thy people from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you let your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, that's not like you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we take control over the airways right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the breaker anointing, God, to break every yoke, God, that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask right now, yes, yes, Holy Spirit, that you move, God, today. Move by your mighty power. Anoint me afresh, Father God, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your knowledge. I pray for the understanding of you, Father, that I may deliver your word, Father God, to thy people. Open up our hearts. Open up our minds. Open up our spirit, God, today, Lord God, that we will, yes, Holy Ghost, that we will receive that which you have for us today. today. So, Father, we lift our hands up in total praise, God. We lift our hands up in surrender, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless everybody this morning. Amen. Yes, Holy Ghost. Today, I want to take us to a passage of scripture that we all know, and we're going to go to the book of Joel, the second chapter, and then I'm going to read Habakkuk. Amen. Praise God, because God has a word for us. Yes, Holy Spirit, and he wants us, amen, to be blessed today. Happy Sunday, everybody. Glory to his name. I'm excited, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but the Lord has been really speaking. Hallelujah, and I'm excited for what he's getting ready to do in the lives of his people. Amen, praise God that you are yet still standing. Amen, you are yet still alive. Come on, somebody, there's so many people. There's a whole new generation, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that's here today. Amen, praise God. There is so many people going home to glory, and we got another chance to say thank you, Jesus. We got another chance to lift his name up. We got another chance to go before him. We got another chance to praise him for his beauty and his holiness. Amen. So let us go to the word of God this morning. Joel, the second chapter. And the verse number 23, it says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And the praise And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wonderfully with you. And my people shall never be put to shame." I'm going to stop right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God is speaking to thy people. Amen. Praise God. Joel prophecy, this is still part of the blessing. Though it might not look like the blessing, but it is the blessing. Somebody say, it is the blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Habakkuk said in 3:17 and 18, Habakkuk served when the northern tribe of Israel had made the choice of sin and compromise. God promised his preacher, when the fig trees does not blossom, we will rejoice in the Lord. So here, destruction avoided, and here comes restoration. If we have real faith and trust in God, we totally give up our rights that God has to get our approval or explain to us what he is doing. Now, y'all know, praise God, we always ask God, Lord, I don't understand what you're doing in this time. Praise God, and some of you, praise God, is going through things, praise God, right now, amen, and not understanding what God is doing. Faith says, God, I trust your plan. Our God is sovereign. We live in a corrupt day that appears evil is winning. This report is false. There was a small group of people that stayed true to God. The northern part of Israel chose sin. Northern Israel made a choice to backslide and leave God's protective plan. Oh, come on, somebody. We got the best protective plan that we can ever, yes, Holy Spirit, receive, because God is protecting us. Come on, somebody. Y'all know the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on, somebody. We have God's protective plan. What is God's protective plans? Amen. Praise God. God keep you from all harm, hurt, and danger. Amen. You might experience some of this, amen, praise God. But let me just say this, praise God. Sometimes, yes, Holy Spirit, what could happen, amen, praise God, could be worse than what comes at you. So God gives us a protective plan. So God begins to punish those that were so backslidden, God refused to hear them. God called the nations around Israel, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the Chaldeans to usher in the judgment of God. Look at the preacher. Preacher Habakkuk sought God to have mercy and grace on the remaining, the remnant that was faithful. There is still some people that is faithful to God. There's a backslidden world, amen, praise God, that God says that I am getting ready to send judgment upon my people. I'm going to go there, praise God, today. You need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, amen, praise God. The preacher Habakkuk sought God to have mercy. The judgment was going to be sure, and the tribulation was going to be harsh. God spoke to Habakkuk that his grace and mercy would be sufficient, and God's goodness will be extended in the season of corruption. Oh, y'all better talk to me this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on before you, what's going on around you, praise God. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. You got to be able to give up to God. You got to give God all that you have, praise God. You got to give up, praise God, to the point where, amen, not my will, but your will be done. There was a spirit of compromise. Oh, yes, I don't know. Yeah. See, you got to understand the spirit of compromise and lowering the standards of God's word. The northern tribe was so compromised that the priesthood was evil, the pastors was evil, and their value system was void of God's presence. Are you in God's presence right now? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There is many pastors and ministers and evangelists and pastors and teachers, amen, praise God, that's void of God's presence because they compromise. The spirit of compromise enter into the land. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. We got so caught up in the things. We got so caught up in, I want to be rich. I want this. I want that. If God don't give it to me, I'm going back into the world. But let me tell you, praise God, you have the best plan, and it's God's protective plan. My God, I give you glory. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God said, I will lift up a standard against him. Praise God. I'm my shake. You got the protective plan that no other can get. Amen. Praise God. Habakkuk humbles himself and begs God for his mercy. And that's what the preachers that still stand in today. We need to beg God for the mercy of the ones that's fallen by the wayside. We need to get our altar back up, God, wherever we are at, praise God, in our homes, wherever we're at, in the church, amen, in our car, wherever we pray at, praise God. We need to get back on the wall. We need to build another altar to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God, you grab a hold of your people, God. It's a spirit of compromise in the nation. My God, I give you glory. God makes a written promise to preacher Habakkuk. In the midst of a compromised and backslidden church or backslidden people, Habakkuk leans to the assurance that God keeps good records. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, God keep good record. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, God is getting ready to raise his people back up. He's going to take them out the spirit of compromise. He's going to put them back on the battlefield. He's going to strip them of everything they have, praise God, and then he's going to put them back, amen, because they're going to know that he is God. My God, I give you glory. Habakkuk 3:17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in his vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flocks shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Here it appears to our eyes and emotions that there will be no fruit. There will not even be any blossom. Do you know no blossom means there is no fruit? Look at the plants. If there's no blossom on the bean plant, there is no beans. Come on, somebody. There is no beans, no lentils. Come on, some black-eyed peas. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know them black-eyed peas, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Them nama beans, praise God. I'm going to bring it to layman term. No lentils, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. You know them big old pot of beans that we cook, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We put them ham hocks in it or neck bones in it, amen. Get a good old pot cooking. There will be no olives. There will be no figs. This will be a total crop failure. If there isn't any fruit, it will not mature and it will mold and rot on the vine. But listen to what God is saying. There is joy. There is a promise of restoration after God gives permission that will allow the worms, the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillars, and the locusts to destroy. The joy is God will restore the years the worm, oh, come on, somebody, the worms have multiplied. The Bible says in Joel 2:23, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you former moderate rain, come on somebody, and he will cause to come down your rain, oh come on somebody, the former rain, the latter rain, even in this time, in this month, praise God. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years, come on, Holy Ghost, that the locust has eaten, the caterpillar, come on, the cankerworm, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of your God that has dealt wonderfully with you. And my people, come on somebody, and my people, I'm going to say it again, and my people, God's people, shall never be ashamed. Oh, come on with me this morning. Let us have a party this morning. Amen. In the word of the Lord, amen. And rejoice and be glad. He promised. God has promised. God says, trust my plan. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. No matter what's going on around you, no matter what's happening, praise God. No matter what you see, praise God. God says, I have a plan. And you know, this morning, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. As I was making my water this morning, praise God, and I was just making some water, cutting up my, you know, my cucumbers and my lemons, praise God. And I kept hearing the Lord says, you quote that scripture. You quote the scriptures. But we have to trust the scriptures. We always say scriptures. But we got to make sure that those scriptures come alive in our life. Trust my plan. God is sending a refreshing to our spirit, soul, and body. God will limit the attacks of the enemy on his people. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. See, when God begins to raise us up, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. When God says, trust my plan, and you see yourself going through major trials and tribulations, and you seem like it will never stop. I had somebody tell me yesterday, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, my trials been going on for years and years and years and years. And then I talked to another person that said, my trials been going on for years and years and years and years. But let me just say something to the people of God. Yes, Shanda. Those trials are there to make you strong. Those trials are those trials are there, praise God, to help you stand when God sends you somewhere. Those trials when people come up against you, you will not faint. You will let the water roll off your back, praise God. Those trials are there to build you up. Those trials are there, amen, to direct your path. Those trials are there, praise God, to do a mighty work in the kingdom of God. God told me, praise God, and I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because there is some times, amen, praise God, that you don't even know how to pray. You don't even know, praise God, all you can do is groan in your spirit. I'm talking to the church today, praise God. And I'm talking to anybody that's been going through a hard place. And I'm talking to anybody that want to throw in the towel. And I'm talking to anybody that just want to quit. And I'm talking to anybody, my God, I give you glory. And you wonder, God, why are you allowing me to go through this? Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And I heard the Spirit of the living God said, because you're going to encounter somebody that's going to go through the same thing that you're going through, and you're going to have compassion on them. You're going to know what to do. You're going to know how to pray for them. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. So the attacks that you're coming up with, the devil, Shia, are coming today. Praise God, you're going to master that thing. Praise God, you're going to walk over that thing. You're not going to let nobody bother you no more. You're going to let it roll off your back, because God says, I'm building you up in the midst of a crooked generation. My God, I give you glory. God will limit the attacks. Come on, somebody. It may seem like we have lost in the game. Oh, Shato Rabashikumashia. It may seem that our trials and our burdens and our depression and fear may bury us. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. God never buries his people. Come on. God plants the seed. Our devastation is a golden opportunity for God to show himself strong in our life. Somebody say, trust God's plan. My God, I give you glory. What seems like destruction will release a miracle of health and healing and restoration of what seems to be lost. When God restores and fills us, there will be an holy praise lifted to God. Oh, come on, somebody. When God brings you out, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, you're not going to feel the pain no more. You're going to look at God and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I came out. I thank you that I'm lifted up. I thank you, Lord God, for trusting me with the problem, God. I thank you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God will plant our feet on a solid rock. Come on, somebody. How can you sink through a solid rock? The empty barns, the broken families, the hurting church. Come on, somebody. Arise, my love, let us sing the wonderful joy of the Lord. Praise God, the worms may seem to have destroyed us. It's a lie. Come on, somebody. God will restore all the years. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. God will restore all the years of the demonic invasion. That is time now to jump for joy. Yes, it was demonic. Yes, it came from the pit of hell. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. But God says you will jump for joy when he comes in, praise God. So come home, prodigal daughter. Come home, prodigal son. Come home. Come on in hope. Come and enjoy. God has a bonus for his children. My God, I give you glory. We thank God today. The Bible says in Zechariah 9 and 12, turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Oh, y'all, come on and receive double for God. Come on, receive double from the Lord. God said, I will never let you be ashamed. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're facing. You will be able to stand in the midst of all opposition. That demonic spirit that was sent to you to try to destroy you, to try to destroy your children, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that tried to destroy your ministry, that just tried to destroy your marriage, that just tried to destroy your finances, everything will be turned around, because God says, I will never let you be ashamed. By faith, we are prisoners that are filled with a hope out of this world. God is setting those bound by fear and worry and depression free today in the name of Jesus. God's plan is towards you double time. God is going to repay you double in blessings for everything that the enemy has stolen from you. Come on, beloved of people of God. Come in to the haven of rest and drop the anchor. Every blessing we have lost, God is going to restore double. We must be settled in the arms of God. My God, I give you glory. Let us discuss the power of double. Come on, somebody. The power of double. Jesus can speak the word, his word to heal you. Jesus, the word, can deliver us from being all messed up. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says, come on, Holy Ghost. In Psalms 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Destruction, a process of causing so much damage it no longer exists or cannot be repaired. Here, we look at it in a plural way. The dictionary, I looked, it says plural. The S on the end of destruction. Come on, somebody. Plural cannot exist. And because once you are destroyed, you cannot be destroyed again. Come on, somebody. I know in real life many times the destruction have crushed me. Come on, somebody. I'm going to be real with you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Crush my spirit. Crush my soul. My God, I give you glory. More than once. Over and over. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know. Praise God. But when God began to deal with you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I'm a shake. That is the price of being chosen by God. That is the price. Amen, to walk with the Lord. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God. God said, I will not let my people be ashamed. I don't care, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'm not shaking. When the locusts came, amen, praise God. When the crawling locusts came, when the consuming locusts came, when the chewing locusts came, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He said, you're going to lift up a praise, amen. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Come on, somebody. You shall praise the Lord thy God, who had dealt good with you, wondrously with you, and my people shall not be ashamed. Here James is talking about in James 1 and 2, my brothers, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, when you fall into massive things, amen, when the trial come back and back and back to back, and you feel like you can't get a breath, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. He said, brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is going to work patience. You're going to have more patience than you ever thought that you had, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire. Praise God, one in nothing. Our daily life has many challenges. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. These challenges, praise God, that come up against you, praise God. I don't know, praise God, but sometimes, praise God, you just want to just say, you know what, God, I just lift my hands up, praise God. Your will be done in my life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, let the will of God be done in your life today. Praise God. Yes, you're going to have challenges, but you're going to overcome those challenges. Those challenges should be your stepping stone. Those challenges should be your anchor. Those challenges, praise God, should be your launching board. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah, God. Let it be your launching board. When those challenges come, it don't feel good. I'm not going to tell you it feels good. But let that be your launching board. God, you allowed me to go through this for what? Come on, Holy Ghost. Since we can be crushed from all sides, the stress, the worry, the hurt, the pressures, the tests of our faith. Tests are neither good or bad. They are neutral. Come on, somebody. It is what we do when we are tested that will reveal our real heart. That's why God does what he does. He wants to see what's really in your heart. He wants to see what's in my heart. He wants to see what's in your heart. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Those tests are there to come to see if you're going to still serve me or you're going to backslide. Remember the Lord says, praise God, there was a spirit of compromise. Hey, Shato, Rabbi, Shekhu Mashiach. Thank you, Jesus. This test can prove our real faith. Let us choose, amen, today. We need to choose who we're going to serve. We have the best protective plan that we can ever have. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody shout, God is good. God is working out some magnificent things. God is honoring his word. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. For he is wonderful today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Amen. Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on, let's bless his holy name. Let's honor him with our praise today. Let us lift him up today, knowing that he is worthy of all the praises. Anything that he brings you through or brings you to, he's going to magnify himself with it. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will do that what he say he's going to do. There is an open heaven over our lives today. God is speaking to us today, telling us that he's not going to allow us to be shamed. He said, I'll give you double for your trouble. Come on, somebody. All this week, praise God, I get it. God said, take this word, and I want you to walk with this word all week long. I walk with this word all week long. Starting from, he says, start from 25. Oh, Chateau, Rabbi, Chateau, Yadabba, Chateau. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eating, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you, saith the Lord. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of your God who has dealt good with you. And my people shall never be put ashamed. He said, I want you to walk with this word this week. Then when you walk with the word this week, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I want you to meditate on this word. My God, I give you glory. And then when you finish meditating on it, praise God. Now I want you to give it to my people, saith the Lord thy God. Let them know, praise God, I'm with them, praise God. Let them know, praise God, whatever they're going through, they're going to master it. Whatever they're doing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just surrender to me, saith the Lord thy God. He said, call my prodigal children back to the altar. Call my sons and my daughters. Go into the trenches and get my people, saith the Lord thy God, because I'm getting ready to bring judgment on the world. I'm getting ready to move some things. I'm getting ready to make some things edible, Shanda, bring divine order into some people's lives. I'm getting ready to bring guidance into the lives of the people, praise God. So I thank the Lord today that he said, deliver my word, walk with the word, talk the word, preach the word, teach the word. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory. Somebody shout today. We great. Walk unto open heaven. Praise God. Walk unto a song. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just know that God is good. Praise God. We're going to get through this. Praise God. We're going to master it. Praise God. We're going to get through. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, hear the Spirit of God say, you're going to get through this. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because I'm sending my blessings upon my people.
Yeah.
Up heaven, hallelujah, glory to his name. My God, I give you glory. Come on, let's give God some glory. It's Sunday morning, y'all. Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday morning. Praise, amen, hallelujah. God is our protector, y'all. God is our protector. Come on, somebody. Perhaps you should say, God, protect those who walk in the light of Christ, those who truly believe and worship the Holy One. God's protection does not mean we will not experience and have to endure hardships, but God will get us through. Come on, somebody. God's protection gives us awareness through faith that we will be the beneficiaries, come on, somebody, of Jesus' promise that a place has been prepared for us in the heavens. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. As faithful believers in the Holy God, yes, friends of God, yes, beloved, God is our protector. We have read, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Should I fear? Come on, somebody. No, you should not fear. Come on, the Lord is a fortress protecting my life. He's protecting your life. Should I be frightened of anything? No, you shouldn't. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. My God, I give you the glory. Come on. And also, the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one, and do not fear, for I am with you. That's what God said. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Come on, somebody. Family, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. Come on, he goes with you. He is with you right now. Come on, somebody. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just so as Isaiah asserts, is God, it is the God who created the universe, the God who gave humanity, Jesus. Come on, somebody. It's God, your true God, who directs, come on, who directs your living and strives to follow him each day, and true worship, devotion. Come on, somebody. When you look into the mirror of faith, did you see other gods, or did you see the one and true God, the God of Isaiah? Come on, somebody. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, come on, somebody, if we need to repent of anything, he said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Are you ready, people of God? Are you ready for God to heal your land? Are you ready to get double? Are you ready for God to manifest? Are you ready, people of God? The Bible says in James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and don't do it, praise God, and doeth not, to him is a sin. I want to say that again because, you know, sometimes, praise God, we know to do right, but we don't do right. But God says if you know to do right and you don't do right, it is a sin. We got to repent of our sins. God said repent, 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 for the kingdom of God is at hand. Come on, somebody. When we repent, God, his mercy, his grace covers us, praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, God knows what he's doing, praise God. So this morning, praise God, I told God this morning, yes, God, I repent of my sins. I repent for doubting you in the time I doubted you. I repent for not doing what you told me to do when you told me to do. I repent for not praying for that person. I repent for my mindset. Come on, somebody. We have to repent, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, or that silent thing that you thought about in your mind, but you didn't speak it out your mouth. Praise God. I repent, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Psalms 138 and 2, I will worship towards the holy temple and praise thy name of the loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. That's what God is saying today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He said, I magnify everything above my name. I magnify. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 and 12, then saith the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. Come on, somebody. Are you seeing right today? Praise God. Oh, my shaykh. Are you seeing right today? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray today God will take the scales off our eyes today. I pray God will show us in the realm of the spirit what we need to see. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. I want to wipe my eyes out. Glory to God. Glory to God. Did Jesus touch my eyes again? If there's any darkness in me, praise God. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. I repent, God. Open my eyes. I want to see. Praise God. The Bible says, then saith the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. God wants to hasten his word to perform that what he said he's going to do over your life. That's why he told me to tell you today, praise God, whatever the enemy has eaten up, praise God, whatever he has touched in your life, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, he said you will eat in plenty and be satisfied. Come on, and you will praise the name of your God. Come on, somebody. And when God made a promise to Abraham, come on, Holy Ghost, because he could swear by no other. I feel like preaching now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He swore by himself, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. When God told Abraham, praise God, he said, blow my shake. When God made a promise to you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Put your name there, praise God. And he said, because you could not swear by none greater, I swore by myself, praise God. I'm watching over my word to perform what I said I'm going to do. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. I am going to make haste of all, yes, Holy Spirit, to perform my word, saith the Lord thy God. Ah, come on, somebody, give God the glory today. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit. The Lord wants to bless you today. The Lord wants to overshadow, glory to God, glory to God. It is God's time, amen, in your life, praise God. God wants to do a new thing in your life. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He said, I swore by myself. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, come on, come on, people of God. Give God the glory, glory of Ashanya. Give God the glory today because he's worthy of all the praises. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God. The Bible says in Psalms 45 and 7, thou lovest righteousness, the Lord says, and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. The oil of gladness keeps down the friction of daily life. Ah, come on, somebody, give God the glory. Do you have the joy of the Lord? Because the Bible says that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. While you're going through something, praise God. I suggest, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. You get your worship music on, praise God, and you begin to give God the praises. Give God the honor. And I guarantee you, praise God, whatever you are going through, praise God, is going to drop off of you. Because one thing the enemy don't like, he don't like you to praise God, because why? He was thrown out of heaven, praise God, and he was the musician up above, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. So the saints of God have lost their praises. They have lost all they looking at, glory to God, I hear the spirit of the living God, all they're looking at is the problem. But Jesus said, I am the problem solver. My God, I give you glory. Somebody lift your hands up before the Lord. Somebody give God the glory, because the portals of heaven are open, and praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The portals of heaven, I hear you, Holy Ghost. The portals of heaven are opening over his people. And you should see the glory of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, I thank you. Somebody say the glory of God. My God, I give you glory. It is the glory of God. that's getting ready to shine in your life. Saith the Lord thy God, he's getting ready to bless his people. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. I guarantee you today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, from this day forward, praise God, to the end of the year, you're going to see God do miraculous things in your life, praise God. And all you're going to do, no matter what you're going through, praise God, you got to ask God what I'm going through is for. Why is I'm going through this, God? God will give you the revelation that will make you go through, praise God, that will give you the stability to stand. He is the solid rock. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And we got to look to the hills with coming for our help, knowing that our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He is the Ayekandoraboshanda. He is the one, praise God, that's going to do the things in your life that you never expected, the thing that you never prayed about. He's going to bless you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody lift your voice up to the Lord. Say, God is getting ready to do great and mighty things in my life. Somebody shout with me this morning, praise God. Give God your heart today and become, let him come, your King of glory, of your soul, praise God. Give him your will today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you'll be a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable. Come on, somebody, and tell God to have your way and let his will be done in your life, praise God. Somebody say, my soul says yes. Oh, come on, tell God, glory to his name. He is the one that's going to bring you out with a strong hand. He is the one that's going to give you the great testimony. He is the one, praise God, that's moving by his Holy Spirit. Though you cannot see his hand, praise God, he's moving. I hear the Spirit of God says, I'm moving by my Spirit, saith the Lord, wherever the wind blow, praise God. So I speak right now by the prophet of God, the apostle of God, the wind of favor to blow over your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, I give you glory. We thank and praise God on today. Praise God for his word today. We bless him. We bless him. Come on, somebody say, I bless him today. Praise God. I give him glory today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. My people will never be put to shame. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God today. Yes, Holy Ghost, for his word today. Praise God. We thank him. Amen. Because he loves us so much. Amen. That he comes and talks to us week by week. Praise God. He gives me the word. I fast. I pray. I lay. For the word of God, so I can bring you a fresh word. And God said, this is a fresh word from heaven. My God, I give you glory. So I'm telling you, people of God, don't you give up on nothing, praise God. Don't you throw in the towel, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, there's an army that's raising up for the Lord that would not quit. They will not backslide. They will not compromise. Come on, somebody, I give you glory. God is raising them up right now. My shake, are you going to be in the number today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we bind up the spirit of compromise and we call forth the anointing of God to break the yoke right now in the name of Jesus. And we call forth the truth in the name of Jesus to overshadow all compromise. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And my soul says amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I bless God today. Amen. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, praise God. I thank all of you, amen, that has been a blessing to the ministry, because I'm still here, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I want you to know, praise God, I appreciate the ones that's been blessing. I appreciate the ones that cannot do it at this time, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because we're not going to eat our seed. Come on, somebody. We're going to let God have our seed. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. So if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can. If you want to be a sponsor for the ministry, you can do that also. Sponsors are the ones, amen, that bless the ministry once a month with a certain amount. Tithes and offering, praise God, you can dial me, 302-883-9799. That's 302-883-9799 to be a blessing to the ministry, God's ministry, not my ministry, God's ministry. Amen. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you, for allowing me to come into your homes, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to say something today. Praise God. I was given on this week, I don't know if I even told y'all, praise God, but y'all know I'm a chaplain at Bay Health Hospital, praise God. And so I have not been at Bay Health for a while, but God sent me back to Bay Health. And my first week coming back was on last week. And they offered me to be the pastor of the doctors and the nurses and the patients on Sunday mornings. So I don't have to pray about it. I'm just waiting for one thing, amen, that God to do, amen, praise God, that I can go forward in the things that God, and I thought that was an honor because the doctors needed, amen, praise God, the nurses needed, and the patients needed, praise God. So y'all keep me in prayer as I journey on in the Lord, amen, praise God. I need your prayers. I'm soliciting your prayers. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for you, and you. I'm going to pray out and let the Lord have his way. I just want to thank you all for coming on, praise God. Invite somebody else on next week, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know how long I'm going to be here on this Blog Talk Radio, amen, on Sunday mornings, because I don't know what my assignment, but I'm praying about it, praise God, because I might have to change the time just to come on, amen. Let me pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, I come and I thank you, Lord God, for the people of God. I thank you, Lord God, they thought in our robbery, Lord God, to get up this morning, God, even in the daylight savings time, Father God, we are hour early, Lord God, but we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all the ones that got up extra early this morning to come on to listen to what you had to say, Father. So I ask that you give them a double blessing, a double dose of your anointing, and strengthen their bodies, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for their homes right now. I pray for everything that they need, God. You know better than I do, Father, what they need in their homes, Father God, what they need in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I pray, I hear you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I pray full restoration in their life, God, spiritually, physically. Yes, God. Spiritually, physically. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit on today, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Physically, God, and matrimonially, God, I pray for them, Father God. I pray over their marriage. I pray over their health. I pray over their finances, God. I pray over their children. I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, bless their homes, God. Let nothing be missing, lacking, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, raise them up, God. Raise them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I call forth the prodigal sons. I call forth the prodigal daughters, God, in the name of Jesus. Wherever they're at, God, wherever they're at, in the trenches, God, pull them out, God, yet call the devil Shanda, and we bind up that spirit, God, that calls them to go backwards, God, in the name of Jesus. I call forth the anointing, the power of God, the authority of God that you have given me in the heavens to call their spirit back, God, to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Let the church say amen, amen, amen. Until next time. And don't forget, on Tuesday night, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bishop Thurman Butler is on at 6 p.m. And he's been doing an awesome, awesome, mighty work in the teaching and the preaching and bringing forth the revelation. So until then, God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.